A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Five Times podcast this week. I know everyone's got a smile on their face after the weekend. Fantastic weekend, obviously. Liverpool, great result against Manchester United. Brian O'Driscoll's last game of fitting as well, winning the Six Nations with Ireland. Congratulations to Brian. Just a couple of things to tell you about before we start with our two legends. We've got a couple of things to announce with Five Times. Obviously, go on the website and Twitter where you can get all the information, but just quickly, we've got a couple of nights. One Thursday the 8th of May, that's in Dublin. It's an end of season night with myself, Steve McManaman and Robbie Fowler. We'll be talking all things Liverpool, all things about our careers really, Real Madrid, everything that Robbie Fowler got up to. So you can come and meet us, listen to us talk. That's Dublin, it's at the Academy, and it's Thursday the 8th of May. We're also up in Belfast as well on the 9th of May, so if you can't get to Dublin, get yourself to Belfast and see myself, Steve McManaman, Robbie Fowler talking all things Liverpool. Hopefully 8th of May, we'll only have one game to go. Hopefully we won't need the 3 points, we'll already have it in the bag. We've got a couple of things as well, the Hillsborough Memorial Game, the bank holiday, it's on there. Tickets, there's 30,000 tickets sold out, so be quick, get your tickets. We've got other events in London and other events coming up in Liverpool, but like I say, just keep checking that website, Five Times, and the Twitter feed at Five Times, and all the information will be on there. With me today, I've got another two Liverpool legends over on sunny Wirral. We are in gusto, 9:15 in the morning, so it's a little bit of an early start, but two legends I'm sure have been up at this time of the morning when they were playing and when they were training. We've got Mark Wright, Liverpool Football Club, England international, World Cup as well, righty round the corner. You've played in a few of them, haven't you?
World Cup round the corner, fantastic. Looking forward to it.
And another legend, Jan Mulbey. You played in the World Cup, Jan, haven't you?
I played in the World Cup as well, yeah.
How many did you play?
Just the one, 1986, yeah.
Another legend. Right, weekend. What a weekend. Has that spelt a real title push for Liverpool? Has it stopped people saying they're not contenders?
Well, I think much more than getting carried away with beating Manchester United 3-0. I think it's the fact that we're still playing well. We still look full of energy. We still have everybody fit by Enrique, and I think that's as big a bonus as anyone else. The fact that we beat Manchester United, to me, is no surprise. They are woeful. There is no other way of describing it, but they are woeful. You know, I don't know, did you play righty when we beat them 2-0 at Anfield when Leeds won the league? Now we were in a similar situation decline is the right thing to, but on that day we found what was needed, didn't we?
Yeah.
The energy, the aggression. We beat them 2-0. Really, that scoreline flattered them, you know.
Do you not find that in all games against Manchester United?
Yeah, but
anyway,
that's why I can't believe that they couldn't find a fight on Sunday. Never mind playing well. You want to play well every game, there's no guarantee. But the fact that they couldn't find a fight.
Well, I thought they did, actually, for the first 10 or 15 minutes. I thought the game was, you know, it was 100 mile an hour. It was working itself out. But I always felt Liverpool were the team that had more pace, energy and more fight about them as the game wore on. And once the goal went in, the body language went from
it. I just think that Liverpool outworked it, you know what I mean? Apart from having good teams, they outwork teams. I mean, they play a system that is a diamond in midfield, which is something we've added over the last few weeks. But then when we attack, we still got three up front because we work so hard, don't we?
Yeah.
And then
you
manage to get back in position and you play three up front again. So,
you know, when I look to Man United, I think Fergie was he's no mug. He knew that side was maybe coming to the end with a few older players. I don't think they were playing particularly well.
Wasn't he hardly to blame for that?
Well, yeah, of course he is. I mean, David Moyes has come in and he has found it difficult. And it looks to me like they're a side not only lacking confidence, I think they're lacking belief, and that may be coming from above as well. But I don't want to take anything away from Liverpool, because I tell you why. I thought they started fantastic. I thought there was only one team in it for the whole 90 minutes, and it should have been more. I think the big man was right, is that you've never seen a Man United side so lacking, you know, aggression and the desire to.
What about the direction, right? Because that's a Man United team. When I looked at it at the weekend, that is totally different. The way they play, the ethos of Man United is width, isn't it?
Mm.
Pace, width. As soon as the team sheet come out, I wait the game, and the first thing I noticed was there was no pace in the team.
No, they didn't have a great deal of pace, did he? And the people pace.
You could inject a bit with Valencia.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't trust him in these big games.
Yeah.
They got too many similar players, Yankee, for me. You know,
they must have five
number tens. You know,
Mata, Rooney,
Welbeck. Yeah, you know, Van Persie is he an out and out striker? Then you got Kagawa. You go through the whole team. They're all that.
They want to play in that position.
Yeah, but Moyes doesn't. That's not his type of player, is it?
No.
His Everton team was never built around a playmaker, was it? But it's a club's worst nightmare, isn't it? You buy Mata for whatever money, 37 million, and what do you do with him?
Well, no, where do you put him?
He's stuck out on the right now, having no impact whatsoever, because he can't get...
I'm pleased that they're having a stinker, if I'm being honest.
Did you see it coming with Liverpool? Because obviously, I think the test people were worried about was the psychological test of going to Manchester United, getting a result there with 10 games to go. Could they handle that pressure? And they've come through.
Do you know what, Jace? Is when I looked at it, that was a massive game to show their championship credentials.
In what way?
In the way that they had to win that game. If they wanted to stay in with a big shell.
With Chelsea
and Man City. You're talking about, because the next game is like Cardiff away, then it's Sunderland, then it's West Ham, and then they've got all the rest of them to come to. So that game, if they'd have lost that game, you know, with Man City winning, then they could have drifted away. That showed how good Liverpool are. And they are on a major up. I mean, every time they go out, they look like they're going to score goals.
Yeah. I think the other top teams in the Premier League would have also beaten Manchester United on Sunday.
But
they don't have the same history between their clubs. That's why it's twice as hard for Liverpool to go to Old Trafford. And that was the only thing I was worried about.
Yeah, you
weren't worried about the fact that, these are going to outplay us. Which they were never going to outplay us. But you think
maybe the event is a little bit
too big, you know what I mean? But of course, it wasn't, and we show no sign of feeling the pressure.
No.
But you look at Manchester City, man sent off. You look at Chelsea losing, two sent off, managers sent off. Where does that come from? A lot of that is to do with pressure, isn't it?
Mm.
And we're not showing any signs of that. They have now got suspensions, Arsenal got loads of injuries. We're just fresh as a daisy.
And you know what? And you have to take your hat off to Brendan Rodgers, you know. It's absolutely unbelievable what he's done, Yankee. Because at the start of the season, would we be sitting here now saying, with however many games to go, we've just wiped the floor with Man United and with a real chance of winning the league? I don't think any of us would have said that would be the case. Everyone was hoping for Champions League.
I actually think equally winning 3-0 at Southampton, because I think Southampton is a better team than Manchester United.
Yeah, I think like the performance at home against Arsenal, I think they're real markers, aren't they, for where you are. In a title race,
we can't ask for any more, can
you? Well, look at Everton as well. You forget that game. I mean, they beat Everton up this year, and that's I just look at this Liverpool side, and if they keep going the way they're going, Yank, and at the end of the season, wherever we are, is guaranteed Champions League, and then you can attract maybe two world class players. And how much does that improve this side again?
Yeah.
I mean, that bodes well for the future for Liverpool.
I think everything you need to know about where we are compared to the others is that. We have the same amount of points as Arsenal. They play Chelsea and Manchester City. We play Chelsea and Manchester City. We're 3-1 to win the title. They're 14s. That gives you an idea of the mood and the camp, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's an indication of Liverpool's on an upward curve, aren't they? And Arsenal certainly not, because of injuries, and they're not playing particularly well.
Well, they've sort of flatlined.
Yeah, exactly.
Arsenal,
so although we're on the same amount of points, it's two different outlooks at both clubs, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think if you look at it, it is between probably Liverpool. They're going for fourth, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United and City. Do you think City, obviously going out of the FA Cup, going out of the Champions League?
Well, that'll help them, but City's biggest problem is they need to find their form.
Yeah, they've lost their form.
City 2 months ago, with 11 games to go, the way they played 2 months ago, they've gone, they might win all 11.
Mm.
But the way they're playing at the moment, knowing that they've got to go to Goodison.
Has it knocked them, the Barcelona?
Yeah, of course. No, it's... You know, I think that it's a whole... A
couple of games he didn't score.
Do you know what was the amazing thing about City? And I did a lot of Manchester City games. And as soon as they kicked off, they were in their stride.
Mm.
Every time they had the ball, they were flying forward. They were creating chances. And you go, how can you cope with this?
Mm.
And now you watch them. They're unsure.
Yeah,
the pass
is
half a second later. It's just not happening. The front two, when the front two is Aguero plus one,
okay, but when the front two are without Aguero, it doesn't they work. They become too static, you know, yeah. too easy to play against.
What do you think about Chelsea Brighton?
I think with Mourinho, anything's possible, isn't it? I mean, they are so hard to beat, Jason. They're so hard to beat. They've got players coming from everywhere. They can score goals, and they don't concede that many, do they?
No.
So they're always going to be very,
sorry
very...
That I mean, I think Matic was a great signer, wasn't he?
Well, he just does the simple things, doesn't he? And he does them very, very well. He just patrols around. He looks like he's got more time than there probably really is. But I think they've got to make... It is between the three. I don't think Arsenal are going to be involved in this. But I think, you know, when you look back at Man City as well, is that I still think, like, they're still there, yeah, and they're still winning games, and they're not playing well. You know,
absolutely.
The last game, and there comes a time when.
But how
many
games can you win without playing well?
Well,
do you keep getting away with it?
Yeah, I do get what you mean. Yeah, you know, I mean, Liverpool are playing well.
I don't think Liverpool have got away with playing badly and winning. I mean, when they have,
when
been,
was Liverpool
beaten?
Southampton
at home.
When were Liverpool's did?
Only really Villa, wasn't it? Where they got
but I'm talking about a longer. They haven't had a longer period of it, did they? They've had a game.
Yeah, but and they always bounce back.
Yeah, they haven't. I mean, Arsenal have now won three of the last eight in all competitions, you know.
Mm.
They've only won one of the last three league games or whatever. And that's a dip, isn't it?
Yeah,
when did we haven't had that, boy.
No, we haven't had that. Just going back to the Man United game and talking about just to get into the game, really. Raphael has come out that he was up all night with the birth of his, I think it was his first child. Probably wishes he stayed at the hospital. He was lucky, lucky boy, wasn't he?
Pen
for you, handball.
Of course, it's
deliberate.
Let's go back a little bit before that.
And he's a little rat as well.
Let's go a little bit before that. Was it a sending off?
I think for me personally, he's already been booked in. If you intentionally
should have been sent off for that tackle, Steven Gerrard.
I think that's a naughty tackle. I think he's a little rep. I think he's one of those. So you don't mind him, but I think he's a decent player on his day.
You don't mind him, but we wouldn't like to find one in your fridge. Is that what you're trying to say?
I think he was lucky to be very lucky to be on the field. I think he should have gone, but that's only my opinion. In today's game, with the way the rules are, he should have been off.
I think 30 years ago, you'd have loved him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, he leaves a bit on the tackle and whatever, but the way the game's played today, he's a liability, isn't he? There's no doubt about it. The funny thing about the penalties is that when you handle it in the box, it has to be deliberate, doesn't it? I mean, who...
Did you think that was deliberate?
No, but who handles the ball deliberately in the penalty box?
I know.
Nobody.
When I first seen it, I thought it was a little bit harsh because I thought his body, the way his body was, I thought it was a great touch from Suarez.
Yeah.
But his body, when I'm getting the penalty... And I don't really think it was a sending off because his body, I don't think he moved his arm to stop the ball. I think he was out for balance.
Yeah.
And I think he did.
I do.
He was going the other way because Suarez done him. And he's literally tried to change. He's trying to change his body.
People say this unnaturally positioned for your arm, but when you're moving about and
your arm's there.
There has to be some movement.
Being an ex-defender, when I'm looking at that situation, Suarez has done so well. That's brilliant what he's done. His first touch, he's gone. He's done him,
his hand
popped out. Oh dear, what have I done? That's a deliberate handball.
That's your natural reaction.
His arm's out, his body's changing shape, direction.
My arm
it is
out as well.
But it was a penalty. I don't think it was a sending off. I thought the tackle was a sending off.
Do you know what? I disagree. When I look at things like that, I think that's intentional handball, and I think it is a sending off.
Okay.
And he was a lucky man to be on the field. I do honestly.
Well, I mean, we've got the right man sitting with us, righty, because it obviously was a game of penalties and Steven Gerrard stepped up and took two, had one for his hat-trick and missed it. And there's only one person sitting around his table and it's not Robin.
Thank you.
And it's certainly not me.
It could be me.
I don't think you, big man, were a penalty taker in your time.
Have you ever took a penalty in senior football, righty?
I was very close.
No, that's not an answer, are you? That is the wrong answer.
No, very close is a good one, isn't it?
What's next? What, you were very close.
Well, you were very close. They asked you and you said no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, son.
Almost. Lottie McMenemy, almost. Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
A penalty right
there.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Can I edit?
No.
Yeah, can I edit in there? Yeah. But it was, no, to be fair, I don't think I'd ever want to take a penalty. I was number 7 during the World Cup in 1990 and I was absolutely... popping myself thinking,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Who's before you?
It was. Well, it was the first five, and then I think Gazza was six, and me, I was seven. I was thinking, and when it went 3-all, I went, whoa.
Was that the Stuart Pearce penalty? No, that was the...
Pearce and Waddle.
Pearce and Waddle, yeah.
I thought, call for the big Dane, call for the big man to come in here, just slot one in.
So while we're talking about it, come on. Three penalties.
Yeah.
Did you go the same way?
Yeah, well, every one of them was in a...
Who's it against?
It was against Coventry in a League Cup game, and every one of them was to the goalkeeper's left.
Oh, a League Cup game early on, so it was a reserve keeper, was it?
Steve Abrizovic, who used to play for Liverpool.
Yeah. End of his career.
End of his career.
Right at the peak of his career, 1986.
He didn't make eye contact with him, that would have put you off, would it?
Yeah, but I did, that's how I took penalties. That's how I took penalties.
Face for radio, Oggy.
I was obviously faced with the same problem as Gerard. When you take your third penalty, I'd put the first two in the bottom left, and the keeper's going to go, he's not going to go there again, is he?
Did you feel the pressure? Did you feel the pressure just to score, or because it was your absolute pen?
I think you realise, you know, although there isn't the same amount of focus on records, the moment anyone does anything today in the game, there's a record from somewhere, isn't it?
You know, a stat.
And that wasn't the case at the time, you know. But I think you realise that this is probably a one in a million opportunity, isn't it? Mm. Whenever you're going to get three penalties again in a game, isn't it? So there was a little bit of pressure. And to be fair, they'd also just scored to make it 2-1, you know. So you think, yeah. And I think with Gerrard on Sunday, that was probably what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He got a little bit for the third one. I think De Gea got into his head.
Oh, De Gea went that way, didn't
Yeah, but I think Stephen goes, what is he going to think that I'm going to do now, you know?
Yeah.
And
that, instead of him thinking, I'm just going to, that's where I'm going, and I'm not changing my mind.
And I ran up to take mine, and I kind of went, go on, Oggy, do what you've done in the first two, go early. And I'll go the other way. And as it happened, he went the same. And the funny thing about that story is that in the league on a Saturday, we played them again.
Oh, right, okay.
And after 27 minutes, guess what?
Penalty,
yeah. Oggy went where I put the three on the Wednesday, and I went the other way. So it was a bad 4 days for Steve Agresivic.
Oh, it was, yeah. End of his career, right?
No, it wasn't, no.
You got a lovely name check off Steven Gerrard after the game.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It kind of sort of woke my little world up again, you know. I was at White Hart Lane for the Spurs Arsenal game, and you know, all of a sudden Martin Tyler must have been talking about, you know, that when the phone goes, you go, what's that all about? Everybody's texting, you know. And then the same thing Sunday night when Gerrard was on Match of the Day too. So yeah, it's always nice, isn't it? I think it's nice when people are aware of history,
yeah,
and they know things, and so that was nice. I mean, people say, were you glad he missed? I said, of course I wasn't, you know. No. I would have loved him to score that penalty. And The problem with it, and Gerrard will know that, and I think that's why he was gutted, wasn't he? Because he knows this ain't going to happen again, you know.
Yeah, especially at Old Trafford.
Yeah, but I think generally it's...
And if he took the third one, not the first one, nobody would have saved it anyway.
And I think that was the thing, wasn't it? If the third one would have been the first one, you know, instead of trying to be clever, he'd have probably just made sure he hit the corner, you know.
Sort of odd penalties, and that penalty, I think it would be fair to say he dived, Daniel Sturridge. Right, did you have some little bit of sympathy for Vidic?
None.
All right. In a word.
Listen, there's so many people doing it. I don't think we've had a great season. I think we've, as a Liverpool team, I think we've been a little bit picked on this season. Not been given a lot of decisions to go our way. And, you know...
With Sturridge and Suarez the way they are?
Yeah. I mean... There was a fourth penalty, which is a blatant penalty when he's had his leg.
Well,
his left
as well. There was another one after that.
Yeah, so you know
what we
so all evens out, Yankee, doesn't it?
Well, I don't believe in that. What we want is the referees to get as close to making the right decision as possible.
The Mitsuzi to make the tackle, I thought it was a penalty.
Yeah, yeah, well, of course, and that's the same view. Yeah. The same. I mean, what I find fascinating is that I think the referees get a lot of decisions right. You know, and some of them I do. I find it amazing the thought process that they go through to arrive at their decisions. Mm. And we all thought it was a penalty. Mm. You know, so you can understand why he gets it wrong. You don't want him to get anything wrong, do you? But he happens. You know, they're humans, after all.
Yeah.
He got the stories wrong, and people say, how could he not see that? Mm. The angle and the way he went to ground, he looked like he'd slipped, didn't he? You know, so you know, on a day like that, I think we can afford to be blasé and go, let it go, let it go.
There comes a time, Yankee. It's that same old thing again. It comes into it. In every other sport, they do assess it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
This is a multi-million pound, billion pound bloody industry. And you look at something, Jace, and all of a sudden, they can't go to the cameras, like, you know, to say, listen, can you just have a look at that one for me quickly? Just tell me, is it, thank you very much.
Well, it happened in the rugby, didn't it?
It's
with Ireland the day before.
It's got to come into the game.
I was at Fulham Newcastle Saturday, and the shot from Heitinger that hits the bar. And
oh, everyone says it was in.
Yeah, but let me tell you now, if there wouldn't have been a camera on the goal line,
it was given.
If they'd have shown that again and again and again in slow motion, right, you'd have said that's in.
Right. Okay.
It's only the camera that detected that an inch of the ball wasn't over. With the naked eye, if you'd have seen it again in slow motion, you'd have said that's a goal. It was only the fact that the camera was there. You know, so...
A lot of people would go against it, but I think it's got to come in, Jason.
It
has to come in.
It will. I think what they're doing, they're trying to find a system that's bulletproof, isn't it?
Do you think a lot of credit for the victory? I was obviously done the telly on Sunday for the game for Liverpool TV, and we were going on about how good the result was and the way the players were, and I felt a need to really say Brendan Rodgers needs to be credited as well for the victory. The way in which, like we spoke about earlier on, the mindset of that game is the psychological effect that game has. Liverpool away to Manchester United for players is enormous. For him to prepare his team in that manner, take some credit, doesn't it?
I think the two best managers in the Premier League at preparing their team for games is Mourinho and Rodgers. Mm. They prepare them in different ways to play in a different way. You know,
which Rodgers, there's a connection there, Jan.
Yeah, of course there is. Rodgers always prepares his team to exploit the weakness of the opposition. Mourinho prepares his team to strangle the strength of the opposition. You know, it's two different things, isn't it? But I always felt that with the time that we had to prepare for Old Trafford, that we'd be right, and we'd get it right. Yeah, Brendan Rodgers, I mean, last season when you were looking at the squad, if I'd have said to you in the summer, and we did, to be fair, we spent money, didn't we? We bought the two Spanish boys and the two centre-halves, Sacco and Laurie, and we bought a goalkeeper. We spent a lot of money, I said, you know. And that would have been the only way, wouldn't it? You would have thought we'd have got better.
Mm.
I say to you, how are we going to get better? You say we need players. So we bought players, but they're not actually having a massive impact, are they? He's made the current players better. He's made Henderson better, he's made Sterling better. And I think that is a real credit, because most Premier League clubs don't do that anymore.
No.
How do we improve? Oh, we'll go and get better players, or we'll try and get better players. Rodgers has worked with our players.
What he's done with him, Sterling, is incredible, because last year he left him out, didn't he?
But Sterling was it.
His management to Sterling's been brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
But what, Sterling, was he not just another Sean Wright Phillips?
He was going that way.
Exactly, so you go, load of excitement when he gets the ball, and then absolutely nothing. Yeah, and you go, I've seen these a million times. These flying wingers, Lennon, here we go, here's another one. But to be fair, the way he's improved his awareness, he plays a pass. He's still not a great kick off a football, is he? But he sees things. He works so hard. When he came on against Southampton, he was like throwing a bomb on, wasn't he? You know, boom! What happened there? You know,
his understanding of the game is improved. You know, it's come from the manager. I mean, he left him out, and he said, he's off the field. Life wasn't the best. He sorted that out, Brendan, and all of a sudden he's come back, and he looks stronger. He looks more aware, and like I said before, he understands the game, 100% down to Brendan, not anybody else. Not anyone else behind the scenes, because you know that Brendan sits people down, talks to them, goes through, very methodical with where he wants them and how he positions people. And you saw, and I watched him even, you know, in the Man United game, I saw when the play was on the other side, Sterling tracking in, and before he would just stay out wide and he would daydream, whatever. He's actually coming in and his head's going around everywhere to make sure that he's in the right position. I think he's come on leaps and bounds. And probably Jordan Henderson, who has come on leaps and bounds, probably had his quietest game against Man United, you know.
I know what you're saying. It's still,
still
effective in what he did.
It's still that thing, isn't it, Raichu, that
the energy.
Exactly. Yeah. When you just about want to play, United, when they want to play. And they've got midfield players who take a while to get their feet sorted, don't they? Yeah. Carrick is a great passer, but he needs a bit of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Fellaini, boom! Henderson is right in your face, isn't he?
You're better than Fellaini, even though you've retired from
Yeah, but
former players.
He won't stay like this for long.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, but you know what I'm saying? You just take a second to get the ball under. Bang, he's in your face, yeah. And that is right across
the whole team.
I think it's very, very impressive.
I mean, obviously the first team, when he's got everyone fit, is very, very good. And I think the highlight of, again, for me, the bench, you look at the bench on Saturday and Sunday, and it did look slightly weak compared to their bench. Now, obviously, that's an area that is cause concern. We have a few injuries, a few suspensions, then Liverpool may look a little obviously weaker than what it is. When you're going to bring players in at the end of the season, which obviously they will, are them players going to be players to go straight into the first team, or are they going to go into the squad and try and work their way in?
I think you can now mix it up a little bit. I think you could possibly buy players ready to go, but you can also buy a little bit more potential. I mean, that is mainly what we've done during Brendan's time. I don't know who buys the players, and that is the only criticism I'll have. During Brendan's time, we have not bought particularly well.
You know, we've bought a lot of potential.
Yeah, and a lot of it hasn't come off.
No.
So in next summer, we can afford to do a bit of both, can't we? We can buy, we see something we like.
Marquee player.
Well, I think we need a marquee player. I think you get into the Champions League, you're a big club.
You track them.
Yeah, but I think you also need to do that, don't you?
Well, of course you do. Yeah.
You need to go, okay, we're serious, you know. Because in a funny way, the competition,
building the brand as well,
exactly. But the competition in the Premier League next season ain't going to be any less, is it?
It's going to be more.
Exactly. City and their millions will always guarantee. Chelsea will.
United will spend.
Chelsea will buy a striker, which instantly will make them 15% better. United will spend a lot of money. They spend it. So it's not going to be any easier, is it? So, for us to be able to do what we've done this year, that means that everybody has to play at that level again. Mm. That is a lot to ask of the same players.
You need to
strengthen, don't you? There is no guarantee that those two up front, Sturridge and Suarez, is going to be on. They'll still play well, but they've been on fire, you know. And players don't play the way Sturridge and Suarez played this season. Players don't play 15 years, a whole career at that level. You know, you have different levels, don't you? You're a really good player, but then for 3 months you step up and you become a great player, and then you're trying to drop down to your level again. So,
do you think a team will ever dominate like Liverpool of the 80s and United of the 90s?
No, I think the competition is too fierce. I mean, there's too
many swap and change over the next 10 years.
Way too fierce.
There's too many people who've got access to too much money, isn't there? You know, when you go out and spend it, see Spurs spending the summer, didn't they?
100 million.
Exactly. Now, 100 million gives you a chance.
None of them were a success. You've got to get that right.
But if they would have got it right, bringing in 7 players for over 100 million, they would have been in a different position than what they are, isn't it? So next year, you'll find clubs again spending 100 million.
Here's a question for you, righty. If they'd have kept Gareth Bale, would they be in a better position than spending that 100 million on the 7 or 8 players they brought in?
Oh, that is a good question.
That's what he does, you see. That's why he's the boss.
I think
that's why he got paid the big bucks.
I mean, Gareth Bale was a major influence for them last year, Yankee, wasn't he? He was a fantastic top player. He scored goals in big games.
By the way,
and changed the outlook of what Spurs were about.
His goals come right at the last third of the season, you know. Yeah. He only got 2 up to them or something, 2 or 3.
But people backed off him. People gave him a little bit more respect. He was always a threat, yeah.
But righty, it's only the bravest players who don't back off.
Yeah.
It's only the bravest players who step forward. The majority of players, when they see, take a step back.
But you see
that, once you take a step back against players like him, you're done.
But see, that's coming from your mentality, from being at the top club like Ajax, and then coming to Liverpool. Because Jace, probably, I don't know if it was the same as when you came, but when I came here, the biggest single thing that was so different about from everywhere else I've played, even with England, mind. Is to come to Liverpool, and as your jockey and your jockey, you know you're trying to slow him down, but you do back off, and then you start to slow down. No, run him around.
Step in.
Step forward. Yeah. Threaten him. Go at him. And I went, whoa, hold on a second. So it was like learning, breath of fresh air. It was learning something completely different to what you'd done for the rest of your career. And you're saying great players, but I think Liverpool players of the past, Yang, take a little bit of that for granted, because other clubs don't do that. Maybe Mourinho and people like that now are saying, listen, go after him, don't step off, threaten him. And I think that's starting, that's why Yank is saying that, that it's so many teams now, it's too fierce, the competition, because no one will dominate anymore. I don't think
to answer your game, Bale.
So I was going to say, right, so you think Gareth Bale.
I don't know.
The difference between Liverpool and Tottenham, Tottenham sold, we didn't. Yeah, and I believe that your best players lift the rest of your team, yeah? So Suarez has left to Sturridge, and Sturridge has lifted, and they lift each other, yeah? Bang, end of story. And that is
that's
different.
Another great bit of management then, is it?
That is the end.
Well, do they need to tie him up, Yankee? Do they need to?
No, I don't think he's about to go anywhere. I think Liverpool... Suarez? I think Liverpool played...
No, not Suarez. Oh. I'm talking about Brendan Rodgers.
No, yeah, of course you want to tie him up, but Brendan Rodgers wants to be a manager of Liverpool. Mm. What is the point? Let's say he doesn't win the Premier League this year.
Mm.
What is then the point of wanting to go elsewhere? Surely he wants to... That's his dream, isn't it?
Oh.
I think that... For Brendan Rodgers to win...
Barcelona and Real Madrid. If they
but I think for if he won the Premier League with Liverpool, that would be an achievement unrivaled, even for him in the future, almost regardless of what he did.
Yeah.
Mm. 24 years. I mean, they'll carry him through the streets for days and days, you know. So it makes no sense. He ain't going to go nowhere. And Suarez, I got that wrong, but he ain't going to go anywhere either. Why would you? I mean, why? Mm.
Yeah.
You know, you play for the club where there's a lot of feeling, you're enjoying your football, the fans adore you. Why would you not go anywhere?
Unless, though, I understand that you wouldn't want to go anywhere, unless someone like... And he make big noises in the summer, didn't he?
Yeah, I know
about
that.
Certain things. And then they come in and they say, we've got 100 million for him, we're going to give him 400 grand a week, whatever it is. That's somewhat ridiculous, but they give Liverpool 100 million. What will happen then? Will it unsettle them again? Because it did unsettle them. I hope he stays.
I just think he's had so much fun this season.
Mm.
And he's changed. And he's changed.
Oh, he has changed.
They won't stop knocking. I work.
No, of course not. And you'd be disappointed.
Madrid, and they've said they're coming back for it.
But don't. I mean, you've got a player like Suarez, and nobody shows any interest. You'd be going on here.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
So you want him to go and go. Could we have your best player? And he go, no, you can't. Like they did in the summer. I think this time Suarez would go, no, listen, I'm really enjoying this.
Do you know what, Jace? If we sign two marquee signings and we can get two players this summer, Yankee, and I think they'd give the fund because we will make Champions League. And if they get two real good signings, and don't go out and buy all these. Well, I don't know what to say.
I know what names
I'm talking about. The players that maybe that we think aren't quite good enough. Just go and get two real good players. Go and put them in and say, listen, even if they are ready to go straight in, Yankee, and put them in there, how much better would we be?
Yeah.
And they can put them in, bring them out, put them in, bring them out. Like Liverpool used to do of old, you know, they used to blood them through the reserves and whatever, give them a little bit of time to find out the system. I think Liverpool are majorly on the up. I really do. I'm excited by what's around the corner for us all.
Well, there's the rumour going around that Luis Suarez's turnaround is all down to his wife. I mean, she supposedly told him to calm down. She said she's not going to go to games, she's not going to bring the kids to the games to watch him if he carries on behaving like he is.
Well, he has.
he has calmed down, hasn't he?
I think. I mean, if there's anyone you're going to listen to, you will know that, Jason, won't you?
Don't we all know that?
Yeah,
I think most of us know that. Don't be throwing it on Jason. We know who the boss is.
I'm the boss. So. No.
Did you hear that, Mandy? If you're listening,
but you know what? I mean, if you're going to listen to anyone, isn't it? But I also think that, again, the club's got to be credited with a lot of things. And he has just changed in every way, hasn't he?
Mm.
He has, yeah.
And even he must then realise that the changes he's made has made him an even better player.
Cool, yeah, hasn't it just?
You know,
yeah.
I look at his appreciation of his teammates, you know, and whereas we used to see a bit of frustration, didn't he?
And that is down to, that's got to be down to Brendan again.
That's, yeah.
The way Brendan goes about his business, you know, the way he talks to him, the what he expects, because he dealt with that, with the Luis Suarez problem, you know, last year. Yeah,
he got help from the owners. He got help from the owners that they decided to ignore the clause in the contract.
Yeah. Well, there's 9 games to go, and obviously you've been in this situation, unfortunately, me and Wright, who were knocking on the door, but we never quite got over the line. But you've obviously had 9 games to go. How much does confidence and momentum, how much does that count for?
It counts for everything. I mean, people are talking about, you know, the fact that we haven't done this. There is no one in that squad who's ever done this before.
No.
Is that a minus? I don't think it is. Because we don't appear to be feeling the pressure. That might change in a month's time.
Is that because we've never been favourites to win it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think that maybe we go into May and we go down to Crystal Palace. That's their last home game of the season, and our second to last, and we're top of the league. Mm. It might be wholly different. You know, but at the moment, we look like we're quite capable of coping with that pressure, and we're quite happy to keep shuffling the major pressure onto City.
Is this taking each game as it comes? Is it reality, right? I think that's where we got lost as our team. We started looking at the bigger games, three or four down the line, and messing up in the games in between.
I think the younger lads, Jace, like yourself, and all them, start to look for the line and say, "Well, we're playing well. You know, we can win this. We're." But the Liverpool way has always been. When I came here, you take every game again. The only thing that can stop Liverpool really doing well this season is injuries, like Jan said before. If we get injuries, I don't know if we've got in key areas, Jan, I don't think we've got the strength,
suspension as well, isn't he?
The strength and depth. But you know what? Injuries will stop us. I think even if we were to lose a game, then the confidence is so high, and the belief and what they're about, and how I think they'll bounce back immediately. I really, really do. I don't see him stopping.
Do you know what I think helps? They prepare so specific for games, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So this week, all they'll be worried about is Cardiff. So it keeps your mind on just the next game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
You don't get a chance to drift because we're working towards playing Cardiff. Now, when we played, we didn't specifically prepare for our positions, did we?
No, you were just too good for everyone.
No, but you just played. You just played, didn't you? You went and played. Today they do it differently. So I think that helps keep your focus on the next game.
Does he do it differently against Cardiff? Would you imagine the same team, same setup?
But the problem you're always going to have is because of the way that we play, and we play such a brave brand of football. And if it doesn't come off,
you can get punished.
Yeah, and you can always get accused then of being overconfident.
Well, Villa.
Exactly. Yeah. But when the way we want to play works, it's straightforward, isn't it? But sometimes you can go, "Oh, we got a bit cocky there," you know. Yeah. But we didn't. It was just maybe we didn't have the energy or, you know, the running power.
I think Villa did get a little cocky.
Do you know what? I think it's a bit unfair on Villa. I mean, do you know what they did, Yankee?
We watched the fullbacks all the way on.
And they squeezed us. They had a right go and they bombed us. And to be
a bit of lack of respect for Villa there, wasn't it?
I don't know. Would it be a lack of respect?
I like the tactics of the way Villa play.
Yeah, maybe so.
At home, and I think Brendan got a little bit with his tactics.
They should have been 4-0 up.
Because against Everton.
Yeah, they should have been.
The fullbacks weren't bombing on as far. Yes. And we battered Everton.
I think Brendan learnt from that Villa game to say, well, hold on a minute, you know, they're playing two up and they're the big boy and a quick boy, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got a problem. If Cardiff, I mean, what will Cardiff do? Cardiff need points. Draws aren't good enough for them, you know, and to go and get beat 1-0 home isn't good enough for them. They've got to have a go, and they may play two up. Now, two up, all of a sudden, two up becomes a test defensively as well, Yank, again, because we don't like having to play against two up, do we?
Defensively, right?
I think we've improved no end. You know,
who's your favourite two?
Skirtle is for me. Skirtle's our best defender because he's a no nonsense, goes after it, defends. All right, he grabs people in the box. Everyone's grabbing everybody. But he wants to defend. He wants to get ball. He wants to block Yankee like defenders want to. But the best ball player is Agger, without a shadow of a doubt. And I think probably the best back four for who's fit at the moment is what's playing. And that, for me,
Young John, left back John Pine.
I think he's done exceptionally well. Yeah. You know, he doesn't look overawed. His football brain has come on. Simple.
He's got a very simple game that.
Yeah.
Comfortable and make you survive at the highest level.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a criticism that he has a simple game. He has a very simple and effective game. But talking about Cardiff,
never like that, didn't he?
Yeah. Talking about Cardiff, I think possibly playing Cardiff, if he still would have been a manager, Malky Mackay would have been more different. Mm. I think he wants to play Solskjaer. And if I played Liverpool now, even with my beliefs in football, I'd smash it.
Get it
in the corners. I would not attempt to pass it in your own half for Liverpool to pinch it. Because that's Liverpool's strength, isn't it? They have a real pinch policy, don't they? They don't foul, they pinch balls.
Yep.
And I would go, let's not risk it. Let's get the ball in Liverpool's half. Let's fight for
turn
it.
Turn around.
And when they have the ball, we're parked up, we're ready, we're waiting for them. But I think Solskjaer wants to play.
Do you think he'll save them, Solskjaer? Do you think he'll keep them up? They're only two wins from safety, would you say?
I tell you, it was a lottery between a lot of clubs down there. Yeah, I wouldn't like to say who's going to go down.
As I said before, I saw Fulham on Saturday and...
They've been shocking all season.
They won 1-0. Yeah, and you think they could play for another four seasons, they wouldn't win another game.
Because Alan Pardew was sitting at home, wasn't he?
Maybe so. Alan Pardew would have definitely thought that is the case, yeah. Alan Pardew's almost as good as he thinks he is.
Coutinho, Lucas, Saka all look knocking on the door for recalls. Is he going to change the personnel, right, do you think, or would you go with?
He does change the personnel for every occasion, for different games, doesn't he, Ian? I don't think, but looking at what they've just done against Man United, Leicester was carrying a little knock, or he thinks he's been ill during the week, whatever. I don't think he can change that side.
No, but also
the way they started, they were brilliant.
But don't you think it's Sterling's left out at Southampton? You don't want to be left out at the moment, do you? So Sterling's left out, gives him a little kick down, so he goes, whoa, what's happening here? Coutinho's turn on Sunday, and it just gives those flair players a little reminder. Nobody's safe. You might be playing well, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to stick you on the bench. You know, so it keeps them motivated, doesn't it?
Mm. It does keep them motivated, but you'd be highly disappointed if after that performance against United that you were left out. I would be very surprised if he changes that side, please. Very surprised, because of how dominant they were. I know Jan said earlier that anyone could beat Man United this moment in time.
I'm not saying anyone.
Yeah, it's still a massive game, isn't it? For Liverpool to go to Old Trafford, you know, they've got to be up for it. They wouldn't have been sat in that dressing room thinking, we're going to get beat. Where they'd be thinking, let's go out and have a real go at Liverpool here. They couldn't live with them. They just could not, man for man, they couldn't live with what Liverpool are about at this moment in time. And I don't think there's any team at present, apart from, I think Chelsea will, like he said, Mourinho, he stops your threat. He puts up.
Be a fascinating game. Oh,
that's a big
it's
game.
The one I'm looking forward to.
That's the big game.
Is he as good as we all think he is? Can he actually stop Liverpool? Mm. But that I don't mean coming to win. And even if Liverpool beat them, he could still potentially stop the way that we play, and we get a better look or whatever. But I'm fascinated to see
his setup.
How does he combat that? Because
he's brilliant.
Yeah, but it's pace, isn't it? Mm. Liverpool have so much pace, and I wouldn't say that they are blessed with a lot of pace.
Is Mourinho? Does he really want to win the Premier League title, or would he take the Champions League over that?
He wants to win both, doesn't he?
Which one would he prefer? I'm thinking Champions League.
To win it with three different clubs.
Yeah,
I tend to agree with it. I think
he's bought himself the time by saying
what Liverpool
not in the title,
what Liverpool want. But what Liverpool want is Chelsea to draw Real Madrid in the quarterfinals. Because of his connections with Real Madrid, and I think he'll get so involved
up
in that game.
Just talking other things around the world football. Yeah. Obviously, the Champions League started. We're looking at Manchester City, obviously gone out to Barcelona. Arsenal have gone out to Bayern Munich. Chelsea obviously gone through last night. Man United. Do you think they'll turn it around against Olympiacos?
No.
Looking at
what they did at the weekend.
Well, my question is, if they go out, then is the Premier League as strong as what we think? You got Tottenham. Look like they might go out to Benfica on Thursday night. Swansea out.
When you look at the Premier League, I think Chelsea obviously are still in it. You know, Liverpool are majorly on the up and are going to qualify. Arsenal were, to be fair, in the second leg against Bayern Munich, they played quite well. They got caught off narrowly offside on a number of occasions to bring the game back. When I watched the Man City game, were Man City outplayed by Barcelona over in Spain? The answer is no. No, they weren't. Mm. You know, they could have quite easily have won that game. Yeah? They had chances. You know, it was a penalty. Then they send the man off for complaining about it. So, if you're looking at me, I think the Premier League is getting stronger, and they are starting to catch. Whether they can, you know,
Spanish, the Italians,
I think Bayern Munich are a fantastic side, aren't they? I think I think the Italians aren't what they were years ago. Yankee, I don't think they are. I think Real Madrid, you know, with the players that they've got and the way that they can strengthen, I think will always be a threat. Barcelona, I don't think, are playing as well as they have done in the past. But I do think that the Premier League is starting to catch him.
Definitely the strongest brand, Yankee, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. They've done a wonderful job with the branding exercise of the Premier League. And
yeah,
it's the unpredictable of the Premier League that people want to watch. Mm. If when two teams meet, if the best team win every week, we're going to be playing in front of empty houses, aren't we? So the fact that it's unpredictable.
Just going back to the European competitions, then who's your tip for the after you've seen most of the teams? Obviously, Olympiacos tonight, but most of the teams have played now. You look at Madrid.
Well, obviously, Bayern Munich is the best team on the planet, but I don't think they're as dynamic as they were last year. There's a little bit of Pep Guardiola who's crept into their game. Mm. And even the Kaiser, Franz Beckenbauer, came out and said, didn't he? Whoa, he said, this is not how we want to play, you know. And I quite like that, you know. And if you look at Chelsea and Liverpool, you know, I know Liverpool and Champions League, but how quick they get to situations for crosses or shots. And I quite like that. Mm. It's one thing, the possession, isn't it? But you want to get to shots and crosses and whatever. So equally as impossible it is to stop Bayern Munich, you could also run into the same problem against Real Madrid because of Bale and Ronaldo.
Well, they would be for me this year. I watched Bayern and I think they are pretty organised. Yankee, and they're a very good side. But
I'd do some running playing against them, wouldn't you?
Oh.
You'd be knackered, you two.
Yeah, we wouldn't be knackered.
But I wouldn't be expected to.
But we're older than you.
Would I be expected to do any of the running, Jason?
All the age one, yeah. All the age.
I'd get you in centre midfield to do all my running, Jason. Just to show you feel involved.
What about Europa League? Are we looking at Rafa? Is Rafa going to be caught up?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he should.
They're
be
on a roll at the minute.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, no.
Late goals and
Rafa
way.
Yeah, Rafa. Yeah, but the games are 90 minutes plus whatever, isn't it? So it's all within what's allowed, isn't it? He loves this competition, doesn't he?
Yeah,
European trophies. You know, he knows how to win it, and tactically masterclass in most games in Europe.
In Europe, yeah.
So you look and you think, who would it be? Juventus, I don't know.
Juventus are probably the favourites.
How good are Juventus if they can't get
Benfica look an outfit though?
Benfica. But I just think that if Juventus can't get out of a group that Galatasaray finishes second in, what are they up to, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Right, well, the Hillsborough game will finish on this. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'd be a wonderful day, wouldn't it? The celebration of the 9600 bank holiday Monday. It's Easter Monday on the 21st of April, 2 o'clock kickoff. It's obviously a great day, great idea by the club to.
And 30,000 sold out already.
I'm not sure what the season ticket, the ticket sale is, but we're a club like that, aren't we? We do enjoy our past players, don't we?
Mm.
So, and we've got a fantastic collection of great players who play for the club over the last 25, 30 years. So it should be a good day. It'll raise awareness again, and it'll raise a lot of money.
Yeah,
looking forward to it, righty. You fit?
Second half, I'm coming up. Me and Yen are coming on.
Second half, righty.
I'm not sure you want to come on when I'm coming on.
We're playing against a team of Scandies, and like, you know what they're like, the Scandies,
they're like racing
sardines, aren't they? There's no fat on them, they're going to be running around
all
like
Scandies
kids.
Are the same.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Well, with an exception of one or two.
Glenn
was saying. Glenn's a big grizzly bear, isn't he? No, we're looking forward to it. I think it'd be a fantastic occasion. I'd be surprised if it doesn't sell out.
I mean,
it will sell out.
The amazing thing is also the reaction from the players, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you speak to them and invite them for the game or whatever.
Everyone's so excited.
Well, some of them can't wait.
Yeah.
They cannot wait to turn up, and not just to support, but I also think, you know, a little bit with the crowd and whatever, and hopefully there'll be a big crowd there, and I think the players are going to enjoy it.
Brilliant. And we've got a 5 times end of season dinner as well
on the 12th of May is our gala event. We'll
be interested in that one this year, won't it?
We entered a few of the former players into the Hall of Fame or whatever, and it was a great event last year.
Might be me this year, I think.
It should be you, Jason.
I think it should, but it's just the way he said it.
There appears to be some political issues that's stopping you.
Like, there's something against the Irish, isn't
there?
No, I don't think so. No, I think
it's a voting process.
I think that's stopping.
I come close last year. I was only 99% away from winning it. That 1% was me.
We'll
vote for yourself.
Otherwise, you wouldn't get any votes, would you, Jason, if you didn't vote for yourself? But we are trying to come up with some kind of trophy that you maybe could win. I don't know what it would be.
Well, it'd be nice, because I didn't actually win anything. But I think I'm in the record books for that. You nicked something, right? Then you got the FA Cup final.
What do you mean nicked? We destroyed something.
I don't mean technically
destroyed,
you nicked
them.
That medal, but
didn't we, Yankee?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was a little bit one way.
Second half,
one-way traffic.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Yeah.
Well, lads, it's been an absolute pleasure as always, and I'll speak to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.